Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, 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 and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures right here. And the Baldwin, nope. It's been a long time since it's been the Baldwin Ace Hardware Studios. My God, I can't believe that happened. The Impact Power Sports, Power Sports Studio. And thank you so much. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They are good to go. I'm a little bit concerned. I can hear myself. Can you hear me? That's very concerning. I wouldn't be able to tell you why you wouldn't be able to hear me. But it looks on my end like you can. Can you confirm or deny? Excellent. Cole hears me. That's all I need. Once I get that affirmation, then that horrible, anxious feeling leaves my soul, and I'm better off. All right. So thank you so much for being here. Impact Power Sports. I will be with them on Saturday of this week. Over at Impact Power Sports, they have the grand reopening, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on that Saturday. And I'd like to see you there. Come on out and test drive some of the merchandise, maybe a brand new ATV, UTV, four-wheel drive, fun adventure at Impact Power Sports. Motorcycle, perhaps. Maybe a Yamaha golf cart. They have all those things. You can check them out online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Thank you so much for being here to check out the show. All right. It was a busy weekend. First of all, Friday I left here and went to Detroit for the show Who Are These Podcasts at the Magic Bag, which is a fantastic little venue. It holds about 500 people. So not bad at all. And I love the fact that Carl is able to sell that place out no problem. He invites me over to review a show or two. And this was no exception. It's the third year that I've done it. So it sold out shortly after the tickets went on sale. Standing room only. The place was packed. And there we are on stage doing Who Are These Podcasts. It's more fun to watch it than listen to it. They make the audio podcast available, but a lot of what we had was video related. So if you want to see how it all went down, because obviously I was hilarious and you know that. In fact, I'm going to go over the video clips that I have that I played there with you, but it was more fun to have the entire group and the audience cheering and screaming and yelling. But it was outstanding. You go to the YouTube channel, Who Are These Podcasts, and you subscribe. I think it costs you a buck or two to be part to get a subscription to that. I think that's the way Carl does it. But you can see the show and see me on stage, you hanging out with the other guys from the show. It was outstanding. Jeremy says, I just got done listening to WATP Live. Hilarious stuff. Yeah, you got to check it out on YouTube. Now, leading up to that show, pretty much Monday or Tuesday of last week, I reached out to Carl and I said, so what would you like me to review? And I usually wait for his input before I do anything. And he says, how about free beer and hot wings? And I'm like, well, we can, sure. I mean, I got plenty to work with. So he said, absolutely. I go, okay, fine. Now, what I did was literally went to the first thing I saw, which was the segment that they were doing about Christmas lights, and just started to record. And the thing about that show, Free Beer and Hot Wings, is you can literally do this in any particular spot on their show, and you will get a wealth of content. It is the easiest show I have ever clipped in my entire life, and I've clipped a lot of shows. They really do an outstanding job at being the shittiest radio show in America. No lie. No hyperbole. And it's not just because I want Free Beer to get run over by a train. They are horrible. And it's getting worse. Let's go over what I went over on Who Are These Podcasts. Now, some of you may have seen a clip or two that I'm about to share because I featured them on Facebook. And I wrote down here, as the years have passed, they've gotten more and more boring. So I'm sharing this with people who don't know who they are. They did give the background of how I fit into all this, the grand scheme of things. And I said, all right, great. And I said, so they got onto a topic about how each of the guys has put their Christmas lights up. And it's a particular brand of Christmas lights that they're all really fond of, and it allows them to control the lights. They're fiber optic or whatever, and you can change the color with your phone. Okay, cool. Now, nothing really interesting is being discussed, but in this clip, they all sort of realize that it's fizzled out. And boy, we get some awkward side eye going on. And then Greg has a little bit of a meltdown because, and I, it gave me PTSD as soon as I saw him do this, because what he'll do is if something's tanking, he'll look at everybody and go, all right, what else you got? And he'll almost like snap at you. And he did that right here. So that's what's happening in this clip.
And that point, the light show was on, and that the dad came up and he goes, you just made my son's night.
Hell yeah.
It was pretty great. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun.
Kids love lights. Kids are simple.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm simple too.
So everybody loves lights.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. There's a reason why Christmas lights are popular. Everyone, almost everyone likes them.
Evelyn's already got a plan for her birthday next year. She wants pink and purple lights on her birthday. Said, no problem. Right. We'll do them the whole week.
Yeah. You can have them tomorrow if you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
She doesn't know that though.
No. You want her to think it's real hard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm hoping I might be able to finish mine today.
You think so?
Might be able to.
Got some spare parts if you need it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You have to cut any?
Nope. Not so far.
Nice.
That's good.
What else? Beanboho.
Okay. Just the, well, not only that awkwardness at the end, but all the stuff leading up to it about Evelyn's got My Little Pony lights. And you guys, what the fuck are we doing here? They have gotten to a point that they think that they are so outstanding that they can talk about this mundane shit. And two people are discussing lights. No one else in the room is paying attention. And then when this conversation peters out, Greg looks at everybody and says, what else? My next clip, it picks up right where the other one left off. All right. And so the football is on the ground. Greg says, what else? Maitland, the young lady, I think she's like 19, picks up the fumble, but runs the wrong way.
Nice.
That's good.
What else?
I don't know. I just wanted to keep totaling my light bulbs myself.
What else y'all got?
Personally.
Something, right?
Oh, yeah. I went to some cider mills over the weekend. had some fall fun.
Nice. This clip right here, I think, gave me the most PTSD. When he started to flip out about, what else? What else y'all got? I mean, that's aggressive-aggressive. Normally, it's passive-aggressive from this dick. But this is aggressive-aggressive. He has nothing prepared to talk about. The first stupid thing they were talking about went nowhere. Like, what else? What else y'all got? And so then Maitland has to go, oh, I went to the cider mill. Oh, my God. It was fucking great. Ugh. Shit. All right. I bet you want to hear what Maitland did for fall fun. Right? I mean, who wouldn't want to hear what Maitland did for fall fun, guys?
I had fudge there. It was the Frankenmuth Fudge Company or something that.
Okay.
So my roommate got some fudge. I didn't, because I don't like to buy like the big.
Did you hear when she was describing that? Hot Wings goes, oh, I see.
Fudge there is the Frankenmuth Fudge Company or something that.
Okay.
So.
Oh boy, okay, he just said. That's right. Oh boy, okay.
Or something
that.
Okay. So my roommate got some fudge. I didn't, because I don't like to buy like the big bricks of it, and then you got it for weeks, and sometimes I just want a little nibble of some.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
I had fudge.
Boy. All kidding aside, Maitland is taking the long way for a hilarious joke, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, she's into scrapbooking. And she's going somewhere with the fudge thing. I guess the roommate bought the fudge and Maitland wanted the box to use in her scrapbook adventures, which I don't believe. I believe she just thought, oh, this is a great way for me to be hilarious, and came up with this scenario.
And so, she got it, and I was collecting all kinds of things for my garbage journal. And I found all sorts of cute stuff. But then she was like, hey, you know, you can use the box that my fudge came in when we get home for it, too. And I was like, oh, perfect. That'll be awesome. So I'm working on my journal the other night, sitting on the floor, scrapbooking away. And I remembered, oh, that box is in the kitchen. And then I was like, hey, are you done with this? Are you cool if I go to town on your fudge box? And so,
all right, there you go. Long setup, big payoff. Cole says, I thought, who are these podcasts added that drop? No, are you kidding me? That was all me. I stole the goddamn show. I was so good on that show that they look at me like I'm a god. They know that if I come down to the mountain and make an appearance down from the mountain to their smaller mountain, okay, that they're going to get high quality. I do my fucking homework. I work very hard to make sure that the shit's fucking funny. Cole says it's much better with the videos. Look, if I'm going to be on that show, absolutely make sure you pay for the YouTube channel so you can watch this shit. All right. Moving on. The next clip I featured. The guy that I was sitting next to named Vinny Paulino, he parked on Hot Wings Hot Takes before I started reviewing my clips. And he's like, what are these? He'll say it's my hot take, and then he'll say nothing. And I'm glad he did that, because later on when it was my turn to present my clips, I did kind of the same thing, but I did a more extensive version of that. As you know, Hot Wings Hot Takes, he says, hello, I'm Hot Wings Hot Take. And then he says something that is not a hot take ever. In fact, it's the complete opposite. It's just boring shit that he makes up when it happens to pop into his brain. This is a super cut of Hot Wings Hot Takes that I featured to 500 people at the Magic Bag on Friday night.
Morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
There is no dumber piece of clothing than a winter vest.
Hot, 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 hot.
Most salads are just breadless sandwiches you eat with a fork.
Hot, 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 hot.
You are stupid if you regularly drink single-use bottled water.
Hot, 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 hot.
Astrology is not real.
Hot, 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 hot.
I'm sad how infrequently food fights happen in real life. Morning, I'm Hot Wings with the
Okay, so there you go. Wow, so this is all brand new to these people. They've never seen this show or heard this show. All right. I featured also something that we featured on Who Are These Podcasts? I'm sorry, Who Are These Free Beers? With my clip of John Kenzie Noel, the baseball player. And I'm going to feature it here too. What the hell? So the Cleveland Indians against the Yankees, they ended up winning one game. There were some amazing heroics by more than one player. And one of them was John Kenzie Noel, who they call Big Christmas. This is how the John Kenzie Noel clip should have been discussed on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Cleveland Knight!
Wow. That's awesome. That's why postseason baseball is so fantastic, with the crowd hanging on every pitch.
Oh, yeah. A man named Big Christmas.
Big Christmas. God, that's great.
Cleveland Knight!
Okay, that's it. That's how it should have been discussed. But not so. Because our pal Hot Wings, he wants to discuss not the home run, not the sound of it, not the dramatics. He wants to put into detail why he did not watch it. That's what he wants to discuss after they just show this amazing home run by John Kenzie Noel.
Wow. That's awesome. That's why postseason baseball is so fantastic, with the crowd hanging on every pitch.
Oh, yeah. A man named Big Christmas.
Man, I had no idea that ending happened like that. I was watching it for a while yesterday. I was eating dinner. I was waiting for my son at an event he was doing. And so I was just like at a restaurant eating dinner and watching the Yankees and Cleveland until like the top of the eighth. And then I went to go pick him up. And I had no idea that's how it ended. That's amazing. And I love that. Big Christmas. God, that's great.
Meanwhile.
And then Freeber doesn't say a word. He's just like, meanwhile. I made this point on Facebook over the weekend. When I was in that room and he started that shit, which was 100 times a day, I had to bust him. I had to jump all over him because it was a pile of shit. And I would never let him get away with it, ever. I had to bust him. And now he's unchecked. And they just let him finish. Dude, you suck. Okay? You're a nice guy. I don't want you to get hit by a train like I want Freeber to get hit by a train. But you suck. You are the worst. Holy shit, do you suck at this? My God. David says hot takes and what Hot Wings thinks have always been dumb. Chris says, it's crazy. It's always the segment that's featured on the free clip of the day. This is the stuff that you need to listen to. Pin Pusher says, you love Free Beer, just admit it. I do. I love that I can talk about them here. All right. Matt says, what a laugh-talking asshole. Now, don't call him. He's not an asshole. He's a nice guy. He just sucks. Rebecca says, and why does he laugh at everything? He says none of it is funny. Well, he does that. I think it's a defense mechanism, that whole chuckle along while he's laughing. I was watching, eating dinner. I don't know why he does that shit. Kabubi says, why leave us on a cliffhanger like that? What did Hot Wings have to eat? Was it cooked properly? And then finally, I featured this on Facebook. Hot Wings with another great story that puts everybody to sleep.
Man, I'm so bummed today. Well, I was bummed last night. I'm not as...
Hold on. Before we get into it, pay it. Look at that face. That's a hilarious still shot. Pay attention to the laugh talking. Pay attention to, especially Free Beer, is not giving him even the slightest time of day. He's just staring at his goddamn iPad, not doing anything. He's so used to every time him opening his mouth and it just be droning on and on and on. He doesn't even look at him. He's so goddamn rude. Inadvertently, I think. I think he's just been beaten into submission to just, if Hot Wings is talking, don't pay attention to him, don't look at him, don't engage him, don't do anything. Okay, now, if it were me and I was told, don't ever step on Hot Wings, I would at least pay attention to him trying to make lemonade out of the lemons. But not Free Beer. He's the worst fucking partner anybody could ever have.
Man, I'm so bummed today. Well, I was bummed last night. I'm not as bummed right now, but last night... I have a dentist appointment today. We're talking about off the air. I go, yeah, I got to get my flossing in, you know. And I actually have been much better over the last year or two of flossing. I don't necessarily do it every time.
Jesus Christ.
But several times a week, I do floss. And somehow, I don't know how I managed to do it last night, but I was flossing and I was trying to get the very back one. And somehow my lip got in between my fingernail and the floss. And I was like, and I'm trying to get it up in that tooth. And then I realized that I like took a chunk out of my face. It got caught between my tooth and my fingernail as I was trying to jam the floss up there. And I just got my lip somehow in the way. And you know, I took a chunk out, bleeding. Felt bad. It was right before bed. Man, I got to sleep on the other side so I don't get blood on my pillowcase.
That's no fun.
Mm-mm. As far as I know, I didn't. I
Man.
Was dark blue and I didn't check and I don't care.
Man, that's no fun. That's all he said. And then he jumped into another topic. I mean, I understand that you're not exactly getting the best lead in with a Hot Wing story. But my God. The fact that he's talking about that. He is incapable of telling a functional, entertaining story, no matter what he does. But meeting halfway is Greg just like, oh, let him go. Who gives a fuck? I'm not contributing. So bad. Wow. Matt says Freebird should have thrown his iPad at him. The story is so boring. I think I'm going to start doing that more and more on Facebook. I think actually I need like a whole new branch off of more like that of video accompaniment of these little, who are these Free Beer vignettes that can happen at any one point. Like if I fire up a bunch of clips, preparing those clips for Who Are These Podcasts. And seeing the reactions from people who don't know who they are, like you all know who they are. And the people that are going to see this later, listen to it later, they all know who they are. But watching the blood drain out of the faces of strangers who have no idea who they are, and they're like, what the fuck? They were shocked. And we kept going back to, Carl's like, how many radio stations are these guys on? I'm like 50. Now, they're all small market radio stations, save for like a few medium market ones like Grand Rapids and Nashville and the Jersey Shore, but in Albany, New York. But that's it, you know, and I guess that's what they're looking for in small markets. They're concerned about the price, I guess. I don't know. But I go, Carl, they're all millionaires. And that's, you know, I'm That's what I left. I left right whenever, or I got fired right when everything got good. God damn it. People say, are you bitter? It's like, well, fuck yes, I'm bitter. God, who wouldn't be bitter? You fucking idiots. Would I still be doing it though? If I left on, no, there's no way. If I was friendly with these people, there's no way I would do this shit. No way. I have to be full of P and V in order to pull this show off. I have to actually want Greg to be hit by a train in order to pull this show off. It's the only way it works. It's the only way I stay passionate about this project. So we can never let that die, ever. I got no less than 3 emails today about something that we will review on Wednesday, on a Big Fraud Wednesday, which starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time with Who Are These Freebeers? Matt and I forgot who else reached out to me. Rich, those two, and there was a third, reached out to me and said, EZ, you must check out 8 a.m. Eastern, Freebird and Outwing show, Monday, the 28th of October. And they both said the same thing. Greg tells a fake-ass story of how he was hit on by 2 21-year-old chicks who wanted to take him home to their room. Now, I can't say whether it's true or not. I honestly don't think it is a lie. That sounds like such a, that's such a bizarre ass story that I actually don't believe that it's made up. Because it's so unbelievable, I don't believe that it's made up. Hey everybody, Joe Pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Pinpusher says, what would you do for the show if you stopped talking about Free Beer and Hot Wings? Well, I mean, yeah, sure. I talk about Free Beer and Hot Wings from time to time, and it's becoming a gold mine of material. So I will always talk about that show, without a doubt. But thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Aram says, who are these hot wings emerges? Rich says, with that hair, who would want that? I don't know. Maybe it was, I haven't listened to the segment, but I can't wait. Maybe it was two chicks who thought that they could, like, give him a roofie and then rob him or something like that. Jeremy says, first he was hit on by a male flight attendant, now two 21-year-old girls. Maybe. Maybe he was. I don't know. I'm anxious to hear how he tells the story. I can usually sniff out when it is a fake story. But maybe this one actually happened. I know that if it happened to me, I would rush to this podcast and talk all about it. I did not have anyone hit on me at the Who Are These Podcasts show. But I did have an outstanding conversation with a very sweet young lady. I walked into the venue, and there was a lot of people there for the little pre-party they have. And there was a lot of nice people there who, this is a lot of the conversations I get because I'm featured on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. And you can watch the show I do with Christian called Who Are These Broadcasters. So a lot of the times the people that watch Who Are These Podcasts see Christian and I on there, but they don't necessarily listen. We have an exponentially smaller audience on that show than Carl gets. And I had this conversation with people more than once. Hey, you're Eric from Who Are These Broadcasters? And I go, yeah, that's me. And what's great about the audience of Who Are These Podcasters or Who Are These Podcasts is they'll just look at you straight in the face and say this: I don't listen to your fucking show, or I don't watch your fucking show, but I know who you are. And I go, I wouldn't watch it either. That happened more than once. It's hysterical. So then as I walk in there, I notice a young lady looking at me. And I could tell she wanted to meet me. Now, this isn't going the way that you think I'm going to talk about. It was just someone who wanted to say hello. And I'd never seen the person or heard from the person. Contrary to what you may think, I listen these days to very little of anything at all. I just don't have time to follow other shows. I don't listen to my own fucking show, of course. I don't listen to what I do with Christian Blatt. I'm trying to like figure out what the hell I'm going to talk about next. So I noticed this young lady, and I've never seen her before. And a minute later, she walks up and she goes, hi, Eric. I said, well, hello, how are you? And she says, I'm Annie. I go, nice to meet you, Annie. And she gives me a great big hug. And I'm like, well, that was nice. And so I don't know this, but Annie is one of the people that's going to be on stage. And so this is a great story. I just love this story. Annie is going to be on stage doing a segment, and I don't know anything about Annie. But I also know that a lot of the times who are these podcasts, they like pick people up along the way who could be a talent or a person to present at some point. Cole says that Annie is the review girl. Thank you. The review girl, I know this, is tasked with reading online reviews of the show, which Carl often says, give us 5 stars and then shit all over us in the comments section. So Annie will read the reviews. Well, she was on stage for a segment, and then a little later on, I struck up a conversation with Annie, and I forget how it started. I think I asked, so how did you get involved in all of this? And she starts telling me that, you know, they needed a new review girl. And this is all just basic shit that I'm kind of only half paying attention to. And then she says, she points out for some reason, and I don't even remember what led up to it. She said that she's transgender. And I thought to myself, well, I didn't know that. I mean, I think that's something that transgender people might actually, you might actually make them happy if you tell them that. But I didn't know she was transgender. I mean, if a person is born a dude and then becomes a chick, they want to look like a chick. And everything about her, I thought she was a chick. So I didn't say it, though. I actually ripcorded. I was about to say, well, you know what? I had no idea. You look like a girl to me. Corey writes, she got a pee-pee? Now, that I don't know. I don't know if she has a pee-pee. I didn't get that far into the discussion. I do know this. Annie has a great sense of humor and rolls with all of the transgender jokes. I almost said drokes. Jokes that you hear from time to time. She's got a great sense of humor. And so obviously I've got some type of story to tell of my own that my daughter is dating a transgender man, born a woman, now a man. And so we struck up a conversation. It was all good. Very sweet, very nice. Talking about what it was like when she was younger and coming to that realization. I'm always very interested in that. And then also informing family members, and sometimes that's not so great. I shared about how we kind of, we don't practice Catholicism anymore because of the dynamic of my daughter being gay. And it just doesn't seem right. I can't go to a Catholic church and still support my daughter. I mean, you can either be one or the other, in my opinion. So I talked about that background. And there's no real comedy here in this. I found to be a really, really interesting thing. And one of the things she said, though, that I loved, she goes, yeah, I've tried to fit in with a lot of people over the years. Because, you know, a lot of transgender people get the fucking doors smashed in their face time and again, rejected by family and loved ones and all that shit. And I don't necessarily know if that's the case with Annie, but she did say that this group has been incredible to her, and she really feels at home and accepted and all this. I was like, oh my God, what a feel-good story. I love that. I'm so happy for you. And I even got another hug from Annie. It was awesome. I really, really enjoyed talking with Annie. And I reach out to Carl after, and I go, hey, man, way to go. Giving her a shot like that, she told me herself that she feels so spectacular that she's accepted. So well done. Well done on that. And you've made her current life, I guess. Tophus is here. He writes, for fuck's sake, I think, for Corey's joke. Ah, it's okay. Annie would laugh at that. Annie, you can't take anything too seriously these days. And you know I fall into that category to be sure. I did something that I haven't done in a long time. All right? I went to a bar afterwards. Tophus said, I didn't see Corey's joke. For fuck's sake, was more like a greeting. Went to a bar. I haven't done that in so many years. And Carl's like, yeah, you want to go to the after party? Everyone's going to have a drink and hang out. I go, and I'm like, I really should. I really, really should. I haven't done that in the first 2 years. So, damn it, I'm going to do it. The bar right next door. It's walk-in, hole in the wall. There's a guy there who's one of the audience members. He looked like Michael Rapaport, and he's real kind of like aggressive when I met him earlier in the night. And, but he was fine. A little bit bull in a china shop, but, we had a nice conversation and, you know, he's one of the guys that says, I don't listen to your fucking show. And I'm like, ah, whatever. I don't give a shit. But, afterwards though, he's drank all night. And I walk into the bar, and actually at the Magic Bag, he tried buying me a drink, and I go, you know, and he goes, oh, yeah, that's right, you're sober. I go, yeah, I haven't drank in 30 years. No big deal. And then here's the thing. Sometimes when you're in the presence of a person who's drunk, they'll tell you how they don't get drunk to the person who's the drunk. So I'm there, I'm the drunk, but I'm not drunk. This guy's drunk. Afterwards, we're at the goddamn after party. He looks just like Michael Rapaport. And I told him that. I go, you look like Michael Rapaport. And he's out of control, though. All right? So he's trying to buy me a drink. And I go, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. No. All right? And then he starts telling me all the chicks that he's had sex with. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Why am I stuck with you? And I'm just waiting for a fucking lifeline, you know? And I'm standing there. I'm just standing there with my arms crossed looking at him. The goddamn baseball game is on, the Dodgers and Yankees, which ended unbelievable. And he's telling me, yeah, I only drink heavy one day a week. Yeah, it's just one day a week. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm obviously making him uncomfortable because I don't drink. So I'm going to do him a favor and move away. But before it got to that point, he's like, yeah, I've been divorced for a year. And you should see all these chicks have been fucking. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he goes, yeah, here, let me show you some nudes. And I'm like, I said, dude, I don't want to see them. And he goes, you know, I'm 42, and all these chicks I fuck are in their early 20s. I go, okay. Now, I'm making this face the whole time. Now, how can you be so not self-aware? I mean, I don't want to fucking talk to you. No one would want to talk to you. And he goes, okay, I won't show you the nudes, but look at this one. She's hot as fuck. I fucked her. I'm like, these are all like 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds. And I'm like, ugh, so bad. He's going on and on and on. And he's got a daughter. So it's just, he's kind of bringing that into the conversation. He's like, how can you talk about, I mean, just. And I thought to myself, I just wish I could talk to your ex-wife and just hear her tell me about how much of an asshole you are. What the fuck, man? That is not okay. Ugh. Ryan says children. Really? He's into children. I can't even look at 20-year-olds that way anymore. Tyler says gross. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, my youngest daughter is that age. I'm like, buddy, this is not a way. People do not behave like this. Normal people do not behave like this. So I finally got the fuck out of there. And thank God, I ran into Carl and producer Chris and Carl's brother, Grant, who's awesome. And another guy named Jimmy, who was also shit-faced, but he was not out of control, annoying like that. So then I'm sitting there, and then it started to change because I was watching the goddamn baseball game. And I don't know if you saw this. I'm not going to play it, but the Dodgers lead the Yankees 2-0 right now. And I got to go to the workplace staff meeting at 11. But this is incredible. I have no intention of watching any of this, but I was facing the TV. Yankees get a run on an error in the top of the 10th inning. They're leading 3-2. And the Dodgers have two men on, first and second. And Ohtani flies out in foul territory to left field. And the left fielder makes this crazy great catch for two outs. I mean, he went flying into the stands. And everybody in the bar was like, oh, my God, holy shit. Yankees are going to win. There's now two outs. And then some jerk gets a walk, intentional walk. And the bases are loaded for, maybe I will play it, for Freddie Freeman. Now, I don't know shit about baseball. So I don't know who Freddie Freeman is, but I guess he's been around forever and played his majority of his career with the Braves. And he steps up to the plate, bases loaded. And, you know, this is potential to do something amazing. And that's exactly what happened in this. My God. Let's get into this. Hold on. I got to make sure I got it. I think I got it. No, I don't. Hold on. Shit. Don't fuck it up, Eric. Oh. All right. Okay, there it is. Okay, I thought I fucked it up. Where's the volume? I got to get the... Okay, there's the volume.
It would have been 41 days since Freddie Freeman last homered before he stepped to the plate in the 10th yesterday. Hit that grand.
Okay. Boy, this is bad.
It would have been 41 days since Freddie Freeman last homered before he stepped to the plate in the 10th yesterday. Hit that grand slam. Launches this ball right field. He's found the seats again.
Okay, that's not the one.
Left-hander up and in, and he gets...
This is like the first one.
Against a right-handed pitcher.
So that's already fucked this up. If you were to... Okay, this is the one I wanted. This is the walk-off grand slam. I'm horrible at this. It's so embarrassing. God, I hate it when I do this. Anyway, the announcer, he went and said the same call verbatim that Vin Scully said when that Kirk Gibson hit that home run in 1988. Here's that moment.
Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone!
He even hit it in the same part of the park that Kirk Gibson hit it when he hit it in 1988. You gotta love how he like holds the bat over his head and then he just flips it while the crowd's going bananas. This is their reliever, Nestor Cortez. He's supposed to be lights out. First pitch. Everybody in the bar loses their
as
mind.
Delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field.
Boy, did he mash
that. She is gone! Gibby, meet Freddie! Game one of the World Series!
I guess that had never, ever happened in the history of World Series baseball. A walk-off grand slam.
As it was on an October night 36 years ago, a hobbled game one hero for the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman with a walk-off grand slam to win game one of the World Series 6-3 over the Yankees.
Unbelievable. Went up there looking for a pitch. He got it. there's just no way to describe. I mean, there's just no way to describe it.
Would you say you don't believe what you just saw?
Yeah. Hey, that's a that goes back to Kirk Gibson.
They retire Ohtani. They walk Betts. And Freddie Freeman, who hadn't had an extra base hit in a month before today, legged out a triple in his first at-bat. And he ends this game.
That is the shit. I don't care, though. I just happened to be watching it by chance. I, you know, but that is undeniably a fantastic moment. So cool. Chris says, so how about getting back to how Freebeer isn't prepared? Yeah, I know. What happens? Well, I wasn't planning on playing it, actually. But then as I started to talk about it, I was like, you know, I got to play it. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. All right. The fuck? That's about it from the Who Are These Podcast adventure. It was a good time. And just a lot of fun. The next year, you guys got a plan on going. So, like, that was year three. Next year at this time, we'll do it again. And I'll give you plenty of heads up because this show sold out quite quickly. To Carl's credit. I really love the fact that this guy, Carl, just one day he started podcasting to like five people. And in the amount of time that he's been doing it, he's been able to grow to a point where he can travel to other towns across the U.S. and the audience will travel to those places to see him. And he didn't start with an audience. He didn't start with like he isn't like a former radio guy who had an audience behind him. No, he did it from scratch, and it's really fantastic. Chris says, I'd go just as long as we don't have to listen to the guy with the mask. Yeah, look, just go. You will have a ball no matter who is there. That is Cardiff, and he's very funny. I don't know how long it's been since you've heard him, but his character is much different now than what it was when I featured him on this show. All right. Let me see if Joe Martinez is here. He is not. That's unfortunate. He sent me all sorts of shit to play of Michigan players. Because after that Michigan State game, there was like a little scuffle. And some dude from Michigan, I forget who he is. He said, yeah, just little brother being little brother. I was like, God damn it, Michigan State. What the fuck? How the fuck? You have a perfect opportunity and you fuck it up. My God. And then you lose your cool. It allows Michigan fan and Michigan player to start dropping little brother. Little brother gonna little brother. You guys are fucking stupid. What a bunch of assholes. You know why you're an asshole? Because now we got to put up with fucking Michigan fan acting like they've just won the national championship. This was also huge for Michigan. If they don't win that game, there's a fairly good chance that they don't go to a bowl game. And it could have been on you. If you would have beaten Michigan, which you did not, for fuck's sake, that would have meant that they would have had to have won two of the remaining games against Oregon, who's number one at Oregon, against Indiana, who's undefeated, Ohio State, who's much better than Michigan this year, and Northwestern. All right, we'll give them Northwestern. That means five wins, no Michigan bowl game. And they go from national championships to, or national champion to a pile of shit. Now you've given these fuckers hope. Fucking Michigan State. God damn. Ugh. You know, you started out so good this year, too. You started out 3-0. Everything was humming along. And since then, and this coming after you beat Iowa. And that was an impressive game, beating Iowa. And then here you are, of a huge pile of shit. Opportunity to beat Michigan at Michigan. Take your state flag and plant it in at the Block M. All that stuff. This is why you will always be a huge pile of shit. This is why you only make news when criminal activity happens between members of your staff. Fuck you, Michigan State. God damn it! Because of you, we have to put up with fuckface Joe spewing his bullshit. Meanwhile, the Lions, they win big. They beat the shit out of Tennessee. Tennessee looked better in that game at times than the Dallas Cowboys did. They talked about how the Lions couldn't get any pressure on the quarterback, Mason Rudolph, who is a backup quarterback. He looked like fucking Steve McNair, Mason Rudolph. He looked very good. Lions couldn't get any pressure on him. And then the Titans got some receiver. I think his name's Calvin Ridley or something like that. And that guy, he catches everything. You get it near him, he's going to catch it. That motherfucker had more than 100 yards in the first quarter. First quarter ends. It's 14-14. Uh-oh. Hang on. Hey, Kevy.
You want to show that dude where the sprinkling system is?
Yep.
He wants you to show it to him.
Yeah, I'm going to come down there and show him.
Yep, he's down in the basement right now.
All right.
Yep.
I'll have to finish that story. I got to go show the sprinkler guy where the sprinkler is in the basement. I'll leave it there. It's a rare NFK appearance. And I'll talk to you after the staff meeting. Thank you. Good day. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.